When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Cipher of Death. Ricky McCormick's encoded pockets. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to the heartland of America, to a seemingly ordinary field in St. Charles County, Missouri, where a tragic discovery in 1999 would plunge investigators into a mystery so profound, so utterly baffling, that it continues to stump the world's most elite codebreakers to this very day. This is the chilling, unsolved case of Ricky McCormick's encoded pockets, a death shrouded not just in silence, but in an unbreakable, whispered language from beyond the grave. Ricky McCormick was, by many accounts, a man living on the fringes. Born in 1968, he was a high school dropout, a man with a criminal record, and a transient lifestyle that saw him move between relatives' homes in the St. Louis area. He wasn't a public figure, nor someone typically associated with grand mysteries. Yet, his final moments would inadvertently create one of the most perplexing cryptographic puzzles in modern history. Despite his troubled past, his family remembered him as a loving son and father, and his sudden disappearance in early June 1999 left them worried and desperate for answers. The grim discovery was made on June 30th, 1999. Ricky McCormick's decomposed body was found by passers-by in a desolate, overgrown field in St. Charles County, Missouri. The body's state of decomposition suggested he had been there for some time, perhaps weeks, exposed to the elements. The initial autopsy was inconclusive regarding the exact cause of death, revealing no obvious signs of foul play from the external injuries. It was a tragic, if somewhat ambiguous, end for a man living a difficult life. But the true enigma of Ricky McCormick's death was not found on his body, but in it. In his pants pockets, investigators discovered two crumpled, handwritten notes. They were small, ordinary pieces of paper, unremarkable, save for the dense, strange markings that covered them. These weren't standard writing. They were filled with what appeared to be a random assortment of letters, numbers, and symbols scrawled haphazardly across the pages. It was immediately apparent to the police that these were not casual jottings. These were an encoded message. The discovery of the notes instantly transformed the investigation from a routine recovery of a deceased person into a chilling, unprecedented mystery. The nature of the code was baffling. It didn't resemble any known language, nor any common encryption method. There were no discernible patterns that immediately leaped out to veteran detectives. Was it a diary? A list of names? A dying confession? Or most terrifyingly, a message from his killer? Recognizing the extraordinary nature of the notes, the local authorities quickly enlisted the aid of federal agencies. The case was brought to the attention of the FBI's Cryptanalysis and Racketeering Records Unit, CRRU, an elite team of code-breaking experts. This unit is comprised of some of the most brilliant minds in cryptology, responsible for cracking complex ciphers used by spies, criminals, and terrorists for decades. They had access to unparalleled resources, advanced computer analysis, and an encyclopedic knowledge of historical and modern encryption techniques. If anyone could crack this code, it was the CRRU. But decades passed, and the code remained uncracked. despite the relentless efforts of the FBI's top cryptographers using every tool at their disposal, the FBI has failed to crack the code in Ricky McCormick's notes. This failure is a stark testament to the code's complexity, its uniqueness, or perhaps its utter alienness to human understanding. It became one of the FBI's top unsolved cold cases, a frustrating testament to a mystery that refuses to yield its secrets. The profound ambiguity of his death, combined with the baffling notes, led the FBI to eventually reclassify Ricky McCormick's death as a homicide. The circumstances of his body's discovery, far from where he was last seen, in a desolate field often used as a dumping ground, suggested he was left there after being killed elsewhere. The notes themselves, they theorized, might hold the key to his killer's identity, or perhaps explain the motive behind his murder. They were a potential final message, a desperate attempt by Ricky to communicate from the precipice of death, but the message remained locked away, mocking their efforts. What little is known of Ricky McCormick's last days only adds to the mystique. His family last saw him alive a few days before his body was found. He had spent time in St. Louis, engaging in his usual, often low-key activities. Was he alone during these final days? Was he involved in something illicit that only he knew about? Did he create these notes for someone, or for himself, as a secret record? His family, desperate for answers and closure, could offer no insight into the strange symbols. They knew nothing of any secret language or code that Ricky might have used. They only knew their loved one was gone, and his last words were lost in an impenetrable cipher. The theories surrounding the meaning of the notes are as varied as they are chilling. The most compelling and terrifying theory is that they constitute a dying message. Perhaps Ricky was being threatened, or he knew he was in danger, and he frantically scribbled down clues to his killer or details of a plot in a private language only he understood. Or even more sinisterly, could they be a message from the killer themselves, left in his pockets as a taunt, a signature that only they could comprehend? Other theories abound. Perhaps the notes were a drug-related ledger, detailing transactions or quantities in a coded form, or a complex personal diary, a secret jumble of thoughts and experiences from a troubled mind, rendered in a unique cipher to protect his privacy. Some have even suggested that the notes are not a cipher at all, but rather random gibberish, the product of a disturbed or hallucinating mind, though this is often dismissed by experts, given the apparent structure and consistency of some of the symbols. More speculative theories delve into the supernatural, suggesting the code might be a message from another realm, or a language known only to an unseen entity, hinting at a connection to his death. In an unprecedented move of desperation, in 2011, nearly 12 years after the discovery of the body, the FBI's cryptanalysis and racketeering records unit took the unusual step of making a public appeal. They released images of the two coded notes to the public, admitting their inability to crack the code, and soliciting help from cryptographers, linguists, and code enthusiasts worldwide. It was a rare acknowledgement of profound defeat, a plea for help on a case that had baffled their top minds for over a decade. To this day, the case of Ricky McCormick remains utterly unsolved. His murder weapon, his killer, his motive, all remain elusive. And the two cryptic notes found in his pockets, his final, desperate attempt to communicate, remain uncracked. The words are there, visible to all, but their meaning is locked away behind a linguistic barrier that has proven impenetrable. What truly happened to Ricky McCormick in that Missouri field, dear listeners? Was he killed by a human assailant? And did he leave behind a message so complex it defies modern decryption? Or do those strange symbols speak of a truth far more unsettling? A language perhaps not meant for human eyes, a secret from beyond our understanding. The terrifying implication is that the key to a man's violent end, and perhaps the very nature of the evil that claimed him, is hidden in plain sight. A silent, coded scream from the grave, forever whispering its terrifying secret to a world that simply cannot comprehend. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder. Good night.